Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Ken Crawford, Superintendent for the Highland and Waco Community School Districts, about their most recent board meeting and some upcoming information for the new school year. The Highland School Board recently held their August meeting. Can we just start there and go through some of the highlights and things that were discussed?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very busy meeting. We had our Spanish teacher, Molly Ziviak, come in with a couple students to talk about their trip to Spain that they took at the end of July that included 17 Highland students and four adult chaperones, just all the things they did over 10 days. Just a fantastic trip for them. So it was great to hear the highlights and see some pictures and have some discussions on that. So that was a great way to start our meeting.
And as we go down the line, just a lot of different discussions, you know, ranging from things to handbooks. Obviously, as we get ready for a new school year, that's a good thing to review. Kitchen equipment, things of that nature. Any highlights when it comes to administrative reports?
I think our administrative reports, when we're talking about, you know, we did a resolution to make sure that our penny sales tax is extended from 2029 out to 2051 and meets up with the law. So those are functions of the board. But, you know, the principals are just talking about some of the handbooks that while we've been waiting for the Department of Ed to come out with some guidelines based off some of the new laws to put into our handbooks, we couldn't wait any longer. So I know we went through some of the handbooks for the activities as well as for our elementary and secondary. And the biggest change is that we changed a lot of our good conduct code, and so we were kind of waiting on that. That was almost a year-long process. We started back in October with our parents, and then we brought in the administrative team, and then we brought in students to look at it, and the board to look at it, and the coaches. So we finally had time to approve that and look at that. But I know there'll be some changes coming up on that as the Department of Ed brings more and more guidelines in for us. So we're just trying to clean things up before the year starts. Our bus bids, we bought a bus in June, and now we're one bus that we're replacing. We were able to get a couple of really nice bids, and so we got those out. So just good things about the board, just trying to get through some of the functions of it. And principals talking a little bit about the new staff and the activities that we have ready to go for them. I know that every year, too, that we have to do a closed session to go over our emergency operations plan. That's really was the bulk of our meeting. You know, it's a 40-page document of anything that can happen in a school and how we have it all set up. And so it was very interesting because our board members are still, relatively speaking, brand new board members on for a couple of years. You know, this is the second time they've seen it, so they just have a few more questions and a few more conversations. So that's always just good for the board members to know that if something goes sideways, we do have a plan. We'll try to stick to the plan as best we can, and there's something written down.
And as we are recording this, we are officially a week away from welcoming students back. So as this new academic year is approaching, when we think about Highland and Waco, is there anything in terms of building-wise that is going to be different, or have the last few months just been routine maintenance, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we've done a little bit more than routine maintenance, but again, the conversations about our water tanks getting drained and repaired and fixed and filled back up, and our wastewater project still going on, and all the cleaning that's been done at the Waco buildings and the Highland buildings. There's a lot going on, but I don't know if that's exciting to anybody, but maybe superintendents and maintenance directors, but trying to get the building into the best possible shape we can before students return. But it's very exciting for both districts because we have new teachers coming in this week, and just that excitement kind of builds back into as you kind of go through the summer, you get busy with your work, and then when you bring in new people and teachers back, you just rekindle some energy that's nice to have into your job and into your building. So, and then when all the veterans get back in the building, it's fun to see them and catch up. And of course, then when we get the kids on the 23rd, that's when things really start to take off. I think that's what's great about education. Philosophically, I know we're going in a different direction here, but the great thing about school is it starts and it ends. And so then you can reboot it over the summer, make sure that everybody's getting any training in that they need to get in. We're getting the building put back together and fixed when we need to. And just having that start, if you have a 12-month job, you know, there's really no start and end. You know, where does that excitement come from? With the school year, when you have a start of the school year, you have a chance to refresh, recharge, and get back at it. And I think that's really exciting and a great part of our profession that I think people overlook. But kids are coming back with new haircuts, new clothes, new classes, new teachers. And so it is exciting. It is fun. And it is interesting to see the students react to the teachers and the teachers react to the kids. And they forget how much they are connected to those kids and really love them and really want to teach them and have that relationship of helping them learn and helping them become better human beings.
And obviously, with that excitement, sometimes it's easy to forget some of the necessary information with parents and students, whether they be in the Highland or Waco Community School Districts. Is there any information that you want to make sure they know as we head into the 2023-24 school year?
Well, the thing that hits me off the top of the head is just when you register, I mean, there's a lot of check boxes for the handbooks and for all the activities that are happening. But just take a look at those handbooks and kind of cruise through them. I think that's always good information for parents to have. And I think it's also important for them to go out to the websites and really understand how many activities are happening here in the next couple of weeks. And those are the neat things that I think parents, the more they're involved and the more they go to different activities, they don't have to just go to their kids' activities, but just all the activities, and just see the energy and the fun that happens in a building. And I just think that's important for parents to be involved.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Ken, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, I'd always like to thank at Waco and at Highland. The big thank you is the custodial staff has worked so hard all summer to get things perfect. And so I always want to give a big shout out there because there's just a lot of work that gets done in the summer that people don't see, don't realize, and they pull off miracles, in my opinion. And so I just hope parents and students and staff appreciate the work that's been done. And then all the teachers getting those classrooms ready, I'm telling you, there's a lot of work that gets done. So just the appreciation level back and forth between students and parents and with educators, I think, is important.
That was Ken Crawford joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to help preview the 2023-24 school year. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.